And the only trouble that we ever had with any of the Germans while I was stationed there was we had a letter. We were sending them back gradually, and we had a letter come back from Germany from one of the repatriated prisoners to say that the troops that were billeted in Osborne House on the Isle of Wight were making illicit hooch down in the cellars. So, of course, this was the only time that we had to draw rifles and bayonets and go over to Osborne House mob-handed and arrest these 8 or 9 German prisoners that were in Osborne House and smash up all the illicit booze that they'd made out of whatever, you know, but it smelled dreadful. I don't know what it tasted like. I didn't taste it, but it's just... And one couldn't understand, we could only come to the conclusion that possibly this man that was repatriated wasn't getting his rations, so he decided to shop all of his mates. But that was the only trouble, where we brought them back and lined them all up. And the CO said, well, he said, I'm sentencing you all to 14 days, he said, in the clink. So they were locked away in a special cell. And anyhow, then they decided that they were going to go on a hunger strike. So for a week, they went on hunger strike. They would take liquid, but they wouldn't eat anything. So at the end of the week, the CO paraded them out again. And now he said, I've thought about this, he said, and providing you prepare to break this hunger strike, he said, you're free to go back to your units. And so all of them, except one, decided that yes, they would not continue. But the one that who was the ringleader, he decided he would continue. So for the next week, again, we used to have to visit him every 4 hours. He would sip water, but he wouldn't eat anything. And then after the fortnight, I mean, from quite a strapping chap, he looked as almost as if he came out of Belsen, you know, but he stuck to it. And then he got sent away to a special camp.